The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good afternoon. This is Zaria. I will be your host for today. This is our Think and Grow Rich Mastermind MCO interns. Today we will be discussing Chapter 2, Faith and Self-Confidence. My first question of the day is, what did you take from this chapter? And I would like to begin with Juliana.
From this chapter, I took many key points from the chapter. I learned how to have faith in myself, how to also have self-confidence, how to have faith in a state of mind, and yeah, that was it.
Okay, thank you. Next, we will begin with Shamaya. What did you take from this chapter?
From this chapter, I took that self-confidence and faith are hand in hand. And to have faith, you need to have confidence in yourself to be able to believe what you want to believe and be so just know what you want and what you need in life, and then you need faith.
Okay. My take on this chapter was to begin with faith in whatever you do and whatever you aspire to be in life. Whether it's something small, you have to always have faith in yourself and put faith in God that you will accomplish whatever you will do in life. The second question is, what is your definition of faith and self-confidence, Juliana?
My definition of faith and self-confidence, it doesn't always have to be spiritually. It could just be believing in myself or believing that I can do something. I believe faith is not within, it's not only to think it, but it's also within the mind. And confidence to me is to believe that I can do something, even if somebody tells me I can't.
Thank you. Shamaya?
Okay. Faith for me, how and what you believe in to the strength of stone. The more or less, and then confidence will be having a high or low self-esteem to where as you self-confidence will be as your self-esteem to, like, how far or how far or short you'll come to showing off what you desire.
Okay. My definition of faith is to basically believing, like, to have belief in, to have that feeling that you will do it and you will accomplish whatever you put your mind to. And self-confidence is to, whether it's to love yourself or whether you love your craft, self-confidence is something that everyone should work on, something that everyone should just love themselves before they love anything else. And my last question is, do you have faith and self-confidence in yourself and in your work, Juliana?
It depends on the situation I'm in. I have faith in when I know what I'm doing versus when I don't know what I'm doing. If I'm not given the right amount of information needed for me to do my job, then I'm not going to have faith.
You can continue.
But overall, I have faith in when I know what I'm doing. That's all.
Okay. Before Shamai answer, we will be going a commercial break.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Okay, Shamaya, do you have faith and self confidence in yourself and your work?
It mostly depends on who I'm working for and what's the assignment, because most people you work for, they just go with the flow, and others nag, and it makes me want to choke them sometimes. But at the end of the day, I do have confidence, but when it comes to nagging employers, it's hard to have confidence in your work because they always nagging about what you do.
Okay, thank you. Just like both young ladies said, it depends on what it is. And I know for sure I have to work on having faith in myself because I like to second-guess myself a lot. So that's something I'm working on. And self-confidence, yes, I do have self-confidence in myself and in my work. That also ties in with having faith in my work. So thank you guys for listening. We will be back tomorrow. And have a great day.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.